就是继续下去,
It's amazing that Alvin chose these songs.
然后就是Alvin弟兄今天选这首歌真的是非常奇妙。
Actually, today my topic is also about love.
那今天呢，我的主题呢也是关于爱。
The love is an eternal topic you can always talk about.
那这个爱呢是一个永恒的一个话题，我们可以一直来谈。
But today I'm going to preach in a different angle.
但是呢，我今天从一个不同的角度来讲爱。
It's a very important angle.
但是也是一个非常重要的一个角度。
Let's open to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the famous chapter of love.
翻开哥林多前书十三章，一个就是爱的一个。
So I read English and Chinese. You can follow Chinese.
那我用英文来读，那中文你们可以自己看。
If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have no love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clenching cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have no love, I'm nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have no love, I've gained nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now there, these three remains, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Chapter 14, verse 1. Follow the ways of love and eagerly desire spiritual gift. Okay. So Lord, today, once again, we reflect on your love.
主啊,
we know your Holy Spirit is here. When I see Darlene again, I know. She's a reflection of your divine love.
她就是你那个美好爱的一个反射。
Lord, today you anoint us.
主啊，你现在膏抹我们。
So our hearts are open.
让我们的心可以敞开。
We'll be once again touched by your love.
再次被你的爱来触摸,
filled you with your love.
被你的爱来充满,
and saturated with your love.
让你的被你的爱来浸透。
So today I will focus on the verse, which verse? I'm preaching about, I don't know. Okay. Verse 8, the love never fails.
那我今天呢，就是放在专注在这个经文第八节。
Love never fails.
爱是永不止息。
I want to focus on the love never fails.
那我想注重在这个爱是永不止息这方面。
You see, the English translation says love never fails, but the Chinese translation says love never stops.
Yeah.
This looks different.
Yeah. 在英文里边呢，就是爱是永不失败。那中文讲的是爱是永不止息。
I will focus on a little bit of this word, this Greek original word.
那我今天就是专注在这个字的这个原文。Love
never fail.
希腊文里边。This
word has a depth.
那这个话语呢是有一个深度的。Sometimes
it's good to dig into the word.
那有的时候呢，我们深抓一个词呢，也是非常有用。
You know, sometimes we're so familiar with some words. it means nothing to us.
那有的时候我们对一个词呢太熟悉的时候，好像对我们就没有感觉了。
You see, we always say, "I love you."
那常常我们说啊，我爱你。
Sometimes it means nothing.
其实有的时候并不代表什么。
So that's why we need to reflect.
所以呢，我们要常常的就是回顾。
Let God drive this meaning deeper.
让这个神
into our spirit.
神呢，把这个话语的这个真正的意义呢，在我们的灵里面扎根。
This word "fail," original word is "pipto."
那这个词就仔细永不止息的仔细呢，在原文叫做 "pipto."
Pipto is that when something fall from here.To here is called pipto.
那当有一个东西坠落的时候呢，就叫 pipto.
And it's often used in the Old Testament when the wind come and the fig trees, the figs will fall down without ripening.
那呢，在旧约里边呢，就是常常讲的，就是当大风吹过，然后这个叫什么？无花果树掉落的时候，那个无花果掉落的这个叫做 pipto.
It's not ripe.
还没有成熟的无花果。
You can imagine this, something it never it's fall. You know, you feel bad.
那你想想看，这个果还没有成熟，它就掉下来了，就是你会感觉不好。
But it says here the love, the divine agape love will never do that.
但是这里讲的这个就是这个 agape 的爱呢，无条件的爱呢是不会这样子掉落的。
It will never bear fruit and drop without ripening.
它不可能就是还没有成熟，这个果子没有成熟就这样子掉落。
This pipto also means, you know, someone build a kingdom.
那 pipto 也是也讲到，就是有个人造了一个国，一个国建造了一个国。
But one day his sons, grandsons, being an emperor, doing really bad, the kingdom fall.
那呢，当他的儿子呢，他的就是把这个国给弄垮了，这个国就倒了。
So there you use the word pipto.
那这里呢，也可以用这个词 pipto.
And you, if you see a well and gushes water for years, years, one day it dries up.
那如果你看到一个井呢，一直都是有水的，但突然有一天它干了。
And you use the word pipto.
那你也可以用这个词 pipto.
That's why Chinese translate this something stopped.
那所以呢，在中文里面讲的这个词呢，它叫
falling away,
止息，就停止了，不动了。
It's not giving water anymore.
不再给水了。
So basically, love will never do that.
那其实意思就是爱呢不会这样子。
That means love. When you have love, the well will never dry.
那当你有爱的时候呢，你这个池子，你这个井是永不枯干的。
You see, this is pipto.
那这个就是 pipto.
No wonder the Chinese translate never stop.
那所以呢，中文里讲就是它不会止息的
，never give away，
永远都不会停止。
I was wondering why Chinese translation is so different from the English。
那有时候我就觉得，哎，为什么中文的翻译跟英文这个有这么大的
？Now both are right。
其实这两个都是对的。
But all the languages usually contain a richer meaning。
当然，很多就是旧的、古老的语言里边呢，它的就是背后的这个意义呢会更深厚。
Love never fail, never stop, never.We stop somewhere without the momentum going on.
那呢，这个爱呢是永远都不会失败，永远不会停止，不会突然这样子，突然就停止。
When I preach here, I believe a lot of things go through your mind.
那我当
in your life, a lot of moments of life, you know, it lasts in your life.
那呢，我当这样子讲到的时候，你们可能会想到你们人生的一些过去的一些事情，一些关于你经历的爱，那个爱。会突然这样子停止。
I remember those moments, you know, my mother did something in my life. I never forgot those love moments.
那呢，就是我妈妈曾经在我身上做的一些事呢，就是我每次想起来，我都知道她的爱永远不会停止。
I still remember when I say, darling, 20 years ago, she bought two yellow jackets for both Susan and me.We wore for 20 years. Eventually, we still have to give away because it's too old.
那我还记得二十年前呢，达令姐妹送了我和我太太两件黄色的这个外套，我们就一直穿了二十年。但后来这个外套太旧了，我们还是捐出去了。
So every time when we wear those yellow jackets, we thought about Darling.
那每次我们穿上这个黄色的外套，我们就想到达令姐妹。
Because that's a token of love.
那这个就是一个爱的一个记号。
You know, those moments, it never dry up.
那这样子的这个事情呢，就是它不会就是枯干，不会停止。
There is a fountain. There's a spring. There's a power.
那在这个底下就好像一个泉源一样，它是有能力在下面的。
There are moments I want to give up.
那个常常有的时候呢，我会想着去放弃。
When I thought about those moments of love, I continue.
但是呢，我想到爱的时候呢，我就会继续。
You see, love never ceases.
那你看
continue,
这个
continue.
爱呢是永不会停止的，你就可以使你继续的往前。
I remember this this man, Jewish man, survived from the German Holocaust. His name is Robin Wiseman. He said how he survived is because of love.
那我想到以前有一个就是犹太人，他是就是从这个集中营活下来的一位。然后呢，他说他怎么活下来呢？就是因为他每次都会想到爱，他就活下去了。
Because he said he was the youngest sibling of five or four.
那他说他在家里边有四五个孩子，他是最小的那个孩子。
In German, his father, mother loves him. Everybody loves him. His brothers, sisters loves him because he's the youngest. He was pretty much spoiled.
那他是因为他是最小的，所以爸爸妈妈也爱，兄弟姐妹也爱，所以他就是被宠坏的一个孩子。
And when his brothers, sisters got married, have kids, he started loving those kids. He's also loved by those small little ones.
那他的哥哥姐姐呢？长大了，生了孩子以后呢？他也就是也爱他哥哥姐姐的孩子，然后这些小孩子呢，也同样的爱他。
Suddenly, the Second World War happened, and Hitler has this idea to eliminate the Jews.
那二战发生了，然后呢，这个希特勒呢就要杀死所有的犹太人。
He and his father was in the same concentration camp, but they never can talk.
那他跟他的爸爸呢，都关到了同一个集中营，可是呢，他们两个从来都不可以就是沟通讲话。
The only time he can see his father is when they take shifts. His father will go back from the work. On this row, he's going to go to the work. On this row, they just look at each other and smile to each other. That's the only time.
那呢，他唯一能够见到他爸爸的情况呢，就是当他们两个就是交接的时候，就是爸爸从这边走过去，他从这边走，他们就会就是会看到对方，然后彼此微笑。
So one day, when he was doing the shifts, he didn't see his father anymore.
那他有一天呢，他就是走的时候，他就发现，哎，这次就没有见到他爸爸。
Second day, third day, his father is no more.
那第二天、第三天也没有见到爸爸。
You see the pain.
那你想想看那种痛苦。
But later on, you know, the revelation, all this Second World War ended, and she.A lot of people they survived and run to home.
那呢，当二战结束以后呢，有一些幸存者呢，他们就是战争结束以后，马上就跑回家。
But he said many of his fellows in the camp didn't survive. Even they survived the camp, they didn't survive when he go home.
可是他说呢，就是那些在这个集中营活下来的人呢，回到家。很多都没有活下来，虽然他们可以就是胜过集中营，但是他们没有办法就是活下去。
Because when they run home, they found their family members no more.
因为他们
no one is there.
因为回家以后发现所有人都死了，只有他自己活下来。
And Robin Wiseman said he reflected how he survived because many of them they run to home later on they either they get into mental problems or whatsoever.While he survived healthily and go around the world to preach his message.
那这个人呢，他就是回忆他自己为什么他能够活下来，而且还活得很好。因为其他人很多人就是活不下去，得了精神病，可是他还活得很好，还到处讲，就是讲他的见证。
He said it's because of the love. He always remembered the love from his family, from the people around him, from the little ones.Just keep him going on.
那他说呢，让他活下去的原因呢，他觉得就是爱，因为他从他的家庭得到的爱，从他父母，从他的弟兄姐妹，从这些小一辈的给他的爱，他使他可以活下去。
So the love never fails.
所以呢，爱是永不止息的，是永不失败的。
No matter what price we need to pay, we need to pursue love.
那不管我们要付上什么代价呢，我们都要追求爱。
And the pursue love, chapter 14, the first verse, follow the ways of love.
那这个十四章第一节呢，他说你们要追求爱。
Follow the ways of love.
对，要追，就是，
However, the translations again, the NIV said, follow the ways of love.
那这个 NIV 的讲的就是我们要追随这个爱的这个脚踪。
But if you read the King James version, it's pursue love.
那如果你读那个 King James 的这个版本呢，他说你就是要追求爱。
Chinese said,
pursue love.
Pursue, yes. But this word is also very deep.
那呢，这个话追求这个这个字呢，也是一个非常深的一个意思。
Because sometimes we forget the meaning when we read the Bible. 追求爱 ，okay.
有的时候我们就忘记它的原文的意思。When we see pursue love, and we
I just explain this word a little bit more.
那我就想跟深度的讲一下这个词。
This word sounds like a dioko, dioko.
Dioko.
Yeah, dioko.
这个 word, 这个词呢，希腊文叫 dioko.
Dioko, a few meanings.
那有不同的几个意思。
One meaning is that, you know, when Kevin was pursuing Sarah those days.
那第一个意思就是，比如说 Kevin 当时在追求 Sarah.
I remember they told the story, they publicly, you know, Sarah was missed some buses or whatever. Was Kevin was waiting there for days. Sarah was Sarah's heart was so touched.
那个 Sarah 跟 Kevin 他之前分享过，他们当时就是谈恋爱的时候，就有一次这个 Sarah 呢，就是啊没赶上巴士，然后这个 Kevin 那里等了他。好几天吗
one day.
很久的时间
you listen to that. I might be wrong, but that's something like that.
Yeah, 然后这个 Sarah 的心就很被触摸，大概就是这个意思。
So pursue, and you see you in those movies, you send 24 flowers to the girl.
那就像看电影一样啊，你在追这个女孩子，你送这个女孩子24枝花玫瑰。
Girl said, "This guy is smart, but he's too short."
No. 这个男的很聪明，但是太矮了，还是不要吧。
Send the flowers away.
啊，把这个花扔走。
And the second day, 100 flowers.
第二天再拿100束的花。
Or third day, the best food. This boy is find out the best food this girl eat is this, and he order the best of the best. And send to his office.
好，那可能第三天呢，他就
to her office.
就找到哎，这个女孩最喜欢吃的是什么？然后呢，去点最好的，然后送到她的办公室。
And the girl send a message. I put on you the blacklist.
那女孩可能说，我把你放到黑名单了。
However, the boy continue.
但是这个男的还会继续的追她。
This is called pursue.
那这个也是一种追求，这个字的追求。
It's pursue love. We have pursue love like this.
那我们需要就是这样的来追求爱。
To get it.
得到他爱。
Those old folks forgot the moment. The younger ones need to learn this.
年纪大了可能都忘记当时怎么追了，但是年轻的一辈可以学一下。
Okay.The second meaning of this word, dioko, means you pursue your enemy until the end.
那呢，这个 dioko 第二个意思呢，就是呢，你要就是好像追赶你的敌人，直到追上他，追到他，追到这个敌人。
You watch those movies. This guy killed my father. Now I, after 10 years, I become kung fu master, and I'm going to.Pursue you.
那就像好像我们看电影啊，这个人杀了我的爸爸，那我现在练了10年的功，我现在来追杀他。
I will pursue you to the end.
那我一定要把你追杀到底。
Those movies.
那在电影里面都这么演哈。
So this is dioko.
那这个也是 dioko.
So another word is very very interesting. You can never imagine this can be this word. Is the word persecution.
那呢还有一个字字根呢是跟这个有关的，就是解决掉你是吧
persecution
就是
逼迫你。 Actually in Greek persecution is dioko.
那在希腊文里呢，这个dioko 呢，这个逼迫呢也是 dioko.
Yeah, the world persecute Christians.
那在
dioko.
那世界上的人呢，世界上的人逼迫基督徒，这就是 dioko.
What does dioko do?
那 dioko 他们要怎么逼迫呢？
basically I am going to put you in the prison.
那
You're going nowhere.
那我就是
I'm going to, you know, basically I will achieve my purpose to put you, nail you down there.
那呢，我可以把你放到监狱里边。那最基本的就是我不管要犯什么方法呢，我就是要把你钉在上面。
You see, this is called dioko.
那这个词也是 dioko.
Love, you have to pursue to a point. You said, I will not let you go. I will imprison you. Here you stay.
那这个爱呢，就好像是这样子，我一定要追上你，把你钉在这个地方，把你就是牢笼在这个地方。
Because when Paul wrote this, God gave him the revelation. That is the way.
那呢，当时保罗写的时候呢，这是圣灵给他的启示，这就是那个道路。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
God's life is love.
那神的光就是爱。
There's no other things except light and love.
那没有其他东西，就是不是除了他没有其他的，就是光和爱。
That is real life.
那这个就是一个真实的生命。
There's no other thing. Without love, there's nothing.
那如果没有爱呢？其他什么都没有。
And with love, everything will be alive.
那如果你有爱的时候呢？你其他一切都会重生。
That's why he said, if you can speak tongues of angels, if there's no love, there's nothing.
所以他说呢，就即使你有天使的语言，你没有爱呢，其实也是什么都没有。
If you are a prophet, you prophesy, this will stop.
那即使你是先知讲道的，这一切都会终止。
But love will never fail.
但是爱呢是永不失败的。
However, love, you see here talk about a lot of things about love, expressions of love. Love is patience. Love is kind. I need to say another thing, another word.
那这里讲了很多爱呀、啊、的定义，什么爱是恒久忍耐呀、啊，这些。但是我还要再讲另外一个。
You see here, love, all these things in Chinese translation and English translation, most of them are putting adjectives.
那呢，在这个英文的翻译呢，跟中文翻译呢，很多时候这个爱呢是用一个形容词来表达的。
Adjectives means you describe this thing is beautiful.
那呢，这形容词就是你来用来形容它是怎么样怎么样。
But the original language is all use verbs.
但是呢，在这个原文里边呢，这全都是用动词来表示的。
It's not by chance. This is the word of God.
那并不是偶然的，这是神的话。
God says, "Love is not something for you to describe. You think it's beautiful. No."
那是爱呢，不是你认为的哦，我用来怎么样来形容它？它是一个。
It's not for you to imagine. Your imagination, you know?
也不是用来想象，用你想象力来想象爱是什么样。
You know, sometimes I joke with Paul because Paul's he's a generalist. He described things. I was a scientist. I just go to the point. He described this is beautiful, that is colorful. I said one plus one is two. That's all.
那有的时候我就跟我们的保罗弟兄开玩笑，因为他是一个文人，他喜欢就是用非常美的语言来形容一个东西。那我是一个科学家的背景，那我就是能够讲一加一就是等于二。
It's good to describe some things. It's good to imagine.
那这你可以想象是很好的，你来形容它也是很好的。
But here, all the words about love is verbs, action.
但是这里呢，所有讲的爱呢，其实都是一个动词，是一个行动出来的。
It's very hard to translate.
那很难来解释，很难翻译。
How can you put patience into an action? Like use a word.
那你怎么样把这个
？How to make patience into a verb?
那你怎么样的把这个忍耐变成是一个动词来讲呢？ Patience 的英文的动词应该是什么呢？ Having patience.
Revolution, which is revolutionize. Patience lies. I don't know how. How the Chinese can describe the patience with action?
那中文
里面的动词。
那中文怎么样用这个patience这个忍耐来变成动词呢？
Basically, here is all verbs.
那你想这里全都是动词。
And the present tense verbs means it's a continuous action.
而且是正在进行时的一个动词，就是现在在发生的。
Just love is now work out the patience.
那就是现在是那个爱呢，就是现在你就要有这个恩这个什么忍耐，在做这个忍耐。
When you work out the patience, being patient, it will never fail.
那如果你现在就有这个忍耐呢，你的这个爱呢就不会失败。
It will bear good fruit, and the fruit will ripe.
而且呢，你会产生好的果子，这个果子呢会成熟。
If you do the kindness.
如果呢，你在在做这个恩慈
，and will never fail.
你的这个爱呢也不会失败。
The fruit will ripe.
那这个果实呢也会成熟。
And everything described here, if you do it, the fruit will ripe.
那这里所有讲的一切呢，如果你呢是在行动出来的，你的果实就会成熟。
And even here, it's talk about in everything, verse 7, it says.It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
那第七节呢讲的要凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
So, when you trust,
当你
it will bear fruit.
当你相信的时候呢，它就会有果子。
This is some of the words that's very difficult to practice.This guy always lied to me. How can I trust?
有的时候呢，就是很难来，就是放在行动当中。你像这个人，每次都对我撒谎，我怎么相信他呢
？But Lord says, with His trust, you trust the person.
那呢，在神里边，就是靠着神的信靠神而相信你身边的人。
I just give an example, and then after that, I want to invite Darlene to.You know, to share something.
那我就讲一些见证之后呢，我们邀请达令姐妹上来。
You know, trust.
那你想相信
produce fruit.
会产生果子。
I remember 20 years ago, we were on Sunday we with the mother church we gathered in PA.
那我记得二十年前呢，我还在母堂的时候呢，我们就在这个 PA 这个教这个学校聚会。
So.My kids were 1 to 3 years old, and I was babysitting sometimes in the lobby.
那我当时我的孩子只有两三岁，那我就在这个大堂呢，就是看小孩子，看孩子。
So one day in the morning, and this brother, he had a history of using heroin drugs, come to me out of the church. He said, "Bing, can you give me $40? I have no money to buy groceries."
那呢有一个弟兄呢，他原来是吸食海洛因的这个弟兄，他就过来跟我说，他说啊，王炳啊，我现在没有钱，我需要40块钱，我要买一些菜。
And I knew that he was just married, and his wife had a kid, toddler. They had a happy marriage. We were in the waiting, and then you know they need groceries.
那我记得呢，他当时刚结婚，然后生了一个孩子。然后呢，我孩子还很小，我就想，哎，他是真的是需要食物的。
So, anyways, after he left and his mom come out of the church, he said, "Bing, you did the wrong thing."
那呢，你给他钱了是吗？
Yeah.
你给他他给了钱以后，这个人走了，然后这个人的妈妈呢就过来说，王炳啊，你不应该给他钱。
Because right now he's taking your money to the street to use drugs.
因为现在呢，他就是拿这个钱呢，是去街上买毒品的。
But I said that to his mom, I said, "I didn't do any wrong thing."
那我就
I did the right thing.
我就跟他妈说，我没有做不好的、坏的事、错的事情，我做的是对的。
I was like Pilate when crucified Jesus. I did what I did. People said you did the wrong thing. I did what I did.
我就像那个什么比拉多一样，我就说啊，我像钉了十字架，我就已经钉了，我做了，已经做了。所以我就像当时一样，我已经做了，所以我也不觉得做错，我也不管了。
You know what happened?
那
after few years.I didn't remember. He came back home.
那呢？后来呢？过了几年呢？我也不记得了。反正他就回到家里。
With many help from many brothers and sisters.
那当然也是很多弟兄姐妹的帮助下。
Many prayers.
很多祷告。
I remember one brother gave him a job.
那我还记得一个弟兄呢，也给了他一个工作。
I was visiting that brother. I saw he's working there. Oh, I was so happy.
那因为我当时去看那个弟兄，所以看到这个人也在那工作，所以我非常的开心。
So one day he come to me with $40.
那他有一天呢，他就拿了40块钱来找我。
He said, Bing, I returned the $40 to you.
他说哦，宾，我把这个40块还给你。
I said, you didn't owe me $40.
我说你没有欠我40块钱啊。
He said, that time I cheated you.
他说那次我骗了你。
I should return to you.
那我觉得我要还给你。
I said, I gave it to you. I didn't say lend it to you, so it's yours. I don't want to take it back.
那我说呢，那次我是给了你，送给你的40块，我不是借你40块，所以你不需要还我。
That time I gave him the money without my wife's permission because she was busy with the small kids.
那次我送出去40块钱，并没有得到我太太的允许，因为她当时太忙了。
Anyways, so you know what she said? He said to me.
你知道他那怎么跟我说吗
？As you know, Bing, that time only you trusted me.
他说王炳那时候只有
Nobody trusts
只有你相信我但是没有人相信我
He said that I'm very very grateful
就是因为那样的我非常非常的感谢你
I didn't know what happened in his heart
那我也不知道这个事情对他心里造成了什么的影响
Only $40
只是40块钱
Only $40.
只是40块钱而已。
For some people, it's nothing.
对于某些人来讲，可能40块就是没什么。
Maybe for some people, a lot.
可能对一些人来说，40块是很重的。
And something happened in his heart because I trusted him.
那因为我相信他呢，所以一些事情在他心里面就改变了。
You know, after 20 years, few months ago in a meeting, pastoral meeting.
那呢，二十年后呢，就是前几个月，我们有一个就是牧者的祷告会。
Some extremely good news happened to him.
那呢，有一些非常好的消息就发生在这个弟兄身上。
The brother who gave him a job is one of the pastors. In our, we meet regularly.
那呢，就是给他工作的那个弟兄呢，他其实也是一个牧师，就是我们常常都会见面的。
He said that brother now the Canadian government appointed him to be one of the counselor for you know like recovering from people from the drugs.
那呢，就是这个弟兄就说了，那个原来那个吸毒弟兄呢，现在政府部门呢把他聘为一个就是戒毒机构的一个。
Counselor,
一个辅导员。
Actually, it's something. It's like a leader.
就像一个就是领袖一样，在这个机构里面。
I was so happy.
那我真的非常的开心。
You know, love never fails.
那爱呢是永不失败的。
Each one give a little divine love.
那每个人呢，我们都给一点点这个爱，神圣的爱。
You see.Sometimes it's just a little bit of trust.
那有的时候我们只需要有一点点的信靠，相信。
Sometimes we just give a little bit of patience.
有时候我们只需要给一点点的耐心。
And sometimes it says, "Don't boast." Try to boast less. It's loving.
那有的时候说到呢，我们不要自夸，爱是不自夸。
Do you believe?
那你相信吗？
Thank Lord, I believe.There's times that we boast less is loving other people, you know.
有的时候我们少自夸一点，都是爱别人。
It's true.
是真的。
I benefit from this you know verse. I used to boast a lot of myself.
那这段经文对我有很大的益处，因为我以前呢常常自夸。
But they were no friends.
但是没有朋友啊，自夸的时候就没有朋友。
You know, when you listen to the word of God and put that love in, and you humble yourself.
那当你听神的话，然后呢，把这个爱放在你里面，你就会谦卑。
The boast, this here, the boast of yourself means you put yourself forward. You always try to be seen by other people.
那这里自夸的意思就是你常常把自己放在前面，就是希望别人看得见你。
If you put yourself on the back, actually, it's a, thank God, I'm not in the back.
但是你把你自己放到背后的时候，后面的时候是好的，是更好的，说是啊，感谢神，我在后面。
Oh, you're being honest. Now I really, really think it's good to be in the back.
那现在呢，我是真的真的觉得就是在后面当这个背景是挺好的。
You know, when I became a Christian, I want to pastor, and I want, being honest, I wanted to be famous.
那我一开始呢当牧师的时候讲到的时候，其实说实话我真的很想出名。
But what happened is that I saw pastors, one after another, the famous pastors, they got into trouble. Publicly.
那我就看到很多就是很有名的牧师，一个接着一个，就是很有名，但是在众人面前跌倒。
Even some are related to me.
甚至有一些呢都是跟我有关系的。
I said, thank Lord, I'm not known.
感谢神，哦，我是一个小人物。
I'm only known by 15 people.
只有五十个人认识我。
15个人
我在 prophesize.
Yes, I'm very thankful, you know.
所以我就很感恩。
I find more people love me.
我就觉得更多人就爱我。
More people are willing to talk to me and play with me.
那更多人就愿意跟我聊天，跟我玩。
Now, why do you have to put yourself forward?
那为什么你要把你自己放在前面呢？
Stick out your head.
把你头好像伸出去。
For other people to chop your head?
让别人砍你的头吗？
So you see, the word of God, the truth, is powerful.
那你想看神的爱是大有能力的。
Love will never fail.
那爱呢是永不失败。
I'll ask, darling, I don't force you. I learn to be humble. Don't force you. If you feel, you will come.If you don't feel to come, you say no.
那达令哈，你要是我不逼你，你要想来，你可以来哈。
Yes, no. Okay.She's short, she's humble, I have to lower down this.
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Okay, maybe you will use this microphone. Ava, maybe you adjust this.
Oh, that's good.
The volume.
Praise you, Lord. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.I want to tell you that when I'm not here, I do carry you in my heart.
我要告诉大家，虽然我好多时候不在这里，但是我的心里面还是装着大家。
Thank you.
Thank you. You are more than welcome. I believe that what God has put in me is for you.And I believe there's a time to release those things.
我相信现在是到时候了，神把一些东西也放在我的心里面，为你们，我要发声。
I'm absolutely convinced that God has more for you.
我非常非常的确信，神为你们预备的是更多。
Recently, in a prophetic word that the Lord gave me.
最近呢，有一个先知的话语给我。
In more than one place, so I believe that word is for the body of Christ.
那在不同的地方，就是说我相信那句话呢，就是给基督的身体。
Some of the plans and some of the words that God has for us.
那有一些神的计划，有一些神的话语给我们的。
Can cause us to think and to wonder.
它会让我们呢去思考，让我们去就是说显现。
When the Lord warns us that he wants to shake us.
当神来警告我们的时候，好像警醒我们的时候呢，他也会来震动我们。
To remove anything and everything that we have allowed to attach itself to us.
他会让我们身上附着的好多阻碍我们的东西呢，都会抖掉。
Possibly the fear of God might strike your heart in a word like that.
但是你听到这样的先知的话语之后呢，有时候你敬畏之心 油然而生。
But anything that God has planned for you and I,
任何的神为你和我预备的东西呢
，is for our good,
是为了我们的好处。
And for our benefit, to use and hide.
就
是。I was all ready to wave.
Love is not rude. This is rude. Repent.
We love them.
We love them.
If I were to ask you to be a volunteer,
如果我邀请你成为一个志愿者,
who would raise their hand and say, "Careful, brother"?
你不要害怕.
I would love God to shake me.
你会不会说我因为爱神呢，让神来震动我?
How would you respond to that?
你怎么样来回应这样一句话
？Okay, I'm going to leave that with you. That's for you to work out between you and God.
那这个呢，让你自己呢去思想。
Recently, in more than one place, God gave me another word.
那最近呢，在不同的场合，神又接着人给我另外一句话。
Whenever I have a word and I sense that it's for more than one place.
每次我接受一个神的话语的时候呢，我相信是对更多的人讲的。
I catch on from the Holy Spirit.
就是我呢，就是同时在圣灵里面来鉴察。
That word is for the body of Christ.
我常常会感受到这个话语呢是对基督的身体在讲的。
So here's another area you might want to say, Lord, I want to be a part of that lineup.
可能这一句话呢，你也说，哎呦，我也要加入这个行列。
Get in line, you know?
就是说要跟这个话语来对齐。
I believe the Lord has shared His heart with me in this area.
我觉得神呢，在这一方面呢，神来把他的心意就是启示给我。
That He has gifts for His people.
他就说他给他的儿女呢，百姓呢，准备了很多的礼物。
Was right close in Scripture where Pastor was about pursue. God wants you to pursue spiritual gifts.
就像刚才牧师所讲的那经文很近，就是神要让你呢来追求这个恩赐。
Now is that time.
现在也就是那个时候了。
God wants you empowered.
那神要来装备你，让你把能力赐给你。
God wants you exercising and enjoying the gifts He has for you.
神要让你呢，来享受，而且来运用他所给你的能力。
I mean, you'll have fun with the gifts of God, but that's not what it's about.
那你在运用神赐的恩赐的过程中，你会有很多的这个，很多的什么fun，乐趣。但是呢，那也不是神给你唯一的。I'm doing the right thing. They help me.
Anybody ever tell you you're a good interpreter?
I don't know.
It's been confirmed in the body.
Okay.
Gifts.
So
God
when
is...
I don't understand, I just preach myself.
I know that too.
But he also
knows. You think I don't know, but... Gifts.
So
if you're hearing...
如果你在听的话
，and listening，
你在听进去的话
，God is saying, "Come to me."
神在跟你讲，来到我的跟前。
Because I have gifts for you.
因为我有礼物预备给你。
And you need them.
因为你需要它。
He says, "For where He's taking you."
他就要把你，就是从这里带到那里。
Where He needs to place you.
那他要把你放到哪里
？Who he needs you to minister to？
或者说谁需要你来服侍他
？The Lord didn't just come to any of us just to make us happy individuals。
那神来到我们的中间，不会只是把我们做成一个喜乐的个体。
But he wants us active, not only in the body of Christ。
他要让我们呢，在基督的肢体里面来活跃。
But outside the body to the unbeliever who needs you.
也是在这我们教会外面，在这个世界上也要活跃，因为他们需要我们。
You know, it seems to me that this is one of the ways God works. Is God lifts you up.
这是神工作的一种办法，他把你高举。
And that can be dangerous to a human being because we have pride that has to be worked out.
那有时候对人来说是挺危险的，因为我们里面的骄傲呢，我们需要来对付。
And ambition.
而且我们的一些野心。
Wrong motives.
好多时候有一些错误的动机。
Selfish motives.
有时候是自我为中心的动机。
But you need to be assured if God is going to give you a gift, it's going to fit you. He will fit that gift to you.
但是你要非常确信的知道呢，神给你一个恩赐呢，他会就是非常非常的适合于你。
So I see, because sometimes I see in pictures or understand a principle.
那所以呢，很多时候我也觉着我就是来学习神的法则。
That God gives you a gift.
如果神给你一个恩赐或者礼物。
And the other side of the scale.
在天平的另一边呢。
You're going to have things in your life that need working out, right?
那需要你生命里面的好多东西做调整。
God will keep you in balance. If you want what God wants for you, He will keep that balance in your life.
如果神要让你做什么事情，他给你这些东西，他会让你来平衡。
I need to encourage you to seek God. Ask God, what gifts do you want for me?
那我要鼓励你呢，就是要问神呢，说神啊，你给我什么样的恩赐，什么样的礼物
？How many of you recognize that you need more equipping from the Spirit of the Lord？
大家中间有多少人觉得自己需要更多的受装备呢
？So I'm here to encourage you. You need to ask Him what gifts.
我在这里鼓励你呢，你要来问他。什么样的恩赐
？He's not leaving anybody out in this room.
他不会让每一个人落后的。
We all need deeper empowering from the Holy Spirit, do we not?
因为每一个人都需要圣灵的这个恩膏，圣灵的能力。
Can you lift your hand if you believe you need more of what God has?
你把你的手举起来，你觉着你需要神更多的恩赐。
Well, it appears.There goes all of you. Praise the Lord.
大家都举手，感谢主。
So to me, that means that God is speaking to us.
这就是对我来说呢，是神在给大家讲话。
I've been knowing in my heart.
我内心里面非常清楚的知道。
That God wanted me to come.
神要让我来再次的来。
And encourage you and give you this message.
就是要来给你这个话语。
Through this revelation,
从这个启示里面呢
，I was able to see and understand from the Lord.
我会看到神的一些作为。
I saw Him with gifts, and He shared His heart.
他就像给我们打开礼物包，而且他把他的心意也展开。
Some gifts he doesn't get to give because people don't come.
有一些礼物呢，他还没有给，因为那些人还没有来。
And they were there. And he said they're still available, and he holds them for his children.
那神的礼物呢，还是在那里，放在那里，但是呢，他为他的儿女预备的。
But they don't always come.
但是呢，那些需要给的人呢，没有来。
So I would encourage you to look at it from God's perspective.God's point of view.
那我就鼓励大家呢，你们从神的角度来看问题。
Because you know we have an enemy who's going to tell you you're not worthy of a gift.
那你要知道，我们有一个仇敌呢，他会给你撒谎说你不配得那些恩赐，得那些礼物。
Tell you you're not worthy for more.
就是说你不会得更多。
But I'm here to step on that lie.
那我们今天呢，就要来揭穿那个谎言。
I'm here to encourage you, dare to ask him for more.
今天呢，我要鼓励大家呢，就是要大胆的来要更多。
You know, when Jesus was here and about to leave,
大家记得在圣经里面，耶稣在世上要离开的时候
He told them, told the apostles,
他告诉使徒们,
to be prepared for more because he had to leave.
他说你们要预备好，预备好接受更多，因为我必须要离开。
In order for them to have more, Jesus had to leave. In order for us to have more, Jesus.
他说因为你们需要更多，所以我必须得离开。
And he promised us.
他就应许他们。
And it came to pass that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
他就应许呢，真理的圣灵就是保惠师、安慰师要来。
Would be given to us.
将会赐给我们。
But even when you've experienced the Holy Spirit, there's more.
那即使你经历过圣灵的恩赐恩典呢，你需要更多，有更多可以经历的。
What if you're half full?
那如果说你的杯子只有一磅一瓶半瓶满，怎么样呢？
What if your rate worn down to 10%?
或者说你已经用掉了，只剩10%了。
There is constant availability to us.
这里面呢，就是说神的那个源头呢，是一直是开着的。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing.
那我们呢，就常常会被他的圣灵来充满，而且满而溢。
Praise the Lord for His ability to keep us full.
那我们真的要来赞美主，因为他能够让我们常常来充满。
You don't get to measure yourself. You should not measure yourself or try to.
你不需要常常去量自己装了多满，你也不应该去量自己。
Because you're never going to come up with the right answer from God's perspective.
因为你自己量的话呢，常常会不得不到正确的答案，因为从神的角度和你的角度不一样。
You might recognize in yourself that you need more of God, and this is good.
那你可能在生命里面常常觉得你非常非常的需要神，那是很好的。
But you don't want to be preoccupied with how full am I? Am I half full? Am I three quarters full? Am I only 10%? You don't want to go there.
但是呢，你不要被那些思想所影响，什么哦，我究竟充了多满啊？10%呀，还是50%啊？不要被这些东西来影响。
The more is always available to you, and that's what God will always want for you.
这更多这个词呢，就是说是给你的，总有更多。
Each one of us has experienced God differently.
每一个人，我们经历神呢都有不同。
Same God, different revelation.
那同一个神有不同的启示。
When the Lord fills us, He fills us according to our need of who we are.
神在充满我们的时候呢，他根据我们不同的需要，我们是谁，他来充满我们。
So, Pastor, if I could use you for a minute.
Use whom? Use me?
Yes.
No problem.
You're
I'm available.
Sure? You're sure?
Yeah. I'm the most humble person on earth.
We are all so thankful that pride is gone.
谢谢，感谢主，骄傲已经离开了。Thank God.
So, have you ever needed to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord more than once?
他说你有没有过这样的经历，常常需要被圣灵充满？ Yes.Yes, definitely.
So you've needed refreshing?
Every day.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. And you're content with how God does that?
Happy but not content.
This is good because then there's more available, but you want more, right? Otherwise you'd be content.
就是你更不是自满，而是也很高兴地接受更多。
How many of you would like God to touch you today?
今天有人，你们谁要神来触摸你？
I may as well have a show of hands because this is such a good class. Praise the Lord. We walk by faith.
我们今天是呢是来行在信心里面。
I want to give you this picture for you.
我今天要给大家一个图画。
I'm leaving you for a minute.
You're leaving me for okay.
Yeah, okay.So, the Bible talks about walking by faith, does it not?
Yes.
Do any of you here know how to walk?
Walking in the faith.
Right?
All walking is?
就是要在信心里面走路。
Right? Walking is one step in front of the other, in front of the other, in front of the other. That's all it is.
我们走路呢，就是把脚挪到另一只的前面，再把它挪到另一只的前面。
So you've been called to walk by faith.
每一个人，你呢是被呼召呢，就是信心来走路。
So you can't see what you're walking towards when you're walking by faith, because God keeps it hidden.
在信心里面的行的时候，好多时候我们不知道我们往哪里去。
So you walk in one sense without sight.
可以用，有时候我们觉得呢，好像是在盲目的在走。
This is dangerous for me right now, but what happens if I walk without sight?
Yeah, right? 就是看不见就走的话，有时候是很危险的。
Right? It's not quite the same, is it? Right?
就是你闭着眼睛走路是很不一样的。
So if you see yourself, God's going to let, if God calls you to something, He's going to let you see. You'll see it in your spirit. You'll understand it in your spirit.
就是神要让你知道一些东西呢，他会让你的灵里面会知道。Is this open ever? Okay,
get to wave now?
No, it's okay. It's okay. I just sound after okay. preaching for 1 hour, those people never heard anything.
You're not off the hook. Would you, if you believe God is talking to you,
如果你相信神在向你讲话,
you know, God has a gift or gifts for you,
神可能给你有一个礼物或者更多的礼物,
then can you stand up?
那你要不要站起来?
Put your faith into action by showing the Lord, I want a gift for you.
把你的信心呢化作行动。
Do you all want to come closer?
你要不要站, 站到前面来?
Because you see, you're a body. You're a body of believers, and you want to see more gifts in yourself.
我们今天是基督的身体，我们要看到我们里面有更多的恩赐或者是礼物。
But you also want to see gifts in each other.
我们也要看到彼此里面的礼物恩赐。
Find somebody to tell right now, I want to see God's gifts in you.
我们找一位说呢，我要从你里面看到神的恩赐。
Okay, go tell somebody.
Amen. I want to say God's gift in you. Amen.
You are a lovely bunch.
你是一个非常可爱的一群人。
Alvin, can we have you over here? Do you have to be over there?
I want to see gifts in you too, Ron.
Could somebody please tell this man that they'd like to see more gifts in you?
I want to see gifts in you.
Yes, we have the gift in you.
And Roseanne too.
Hi, Roseanne.
No, wave that way. Technology.
If this was a gift, I'll demonstrate something to you.
If
this was a gift,
this is my gift.
I have to wave again. All right. If this was a gift.
如果这个我手里面这个是一个礼物的话
What happens when you give a gift to somebody?
那什么事情会发生呢
You don't expect it back.
You receive
it. 就是你要接受
Right?
I don't.
But just to see that if God is offering you
如果是神要给你
gifts,
我们要接受
I mean, you can do this.
你可以做这样。
But you know what? You can do this.
你看做这样。
Receive it all. Receive it all.
大大的接受。
So are we in agreement?
我们是不是同意？是不是同心合意
？Number one, I'm going to back up just a little bit. Right away when I came in this morning.
那今天早上我来的时候。
I sense the presence of the Lord.
我立刻感受到神在这面的同在。
So he is with us. And you're hungry, or he wouldn't be saying, I have more gifts for you.
因为我们极可能我们就会有更多的恩赐。
Communicate with him and ask him.
就是要来跟他来交流，来告诉他，要问他。
What if he gives you the gift of enthusiasm at work?
那也可能神会赐给你一个对工作的热情。
What if he gives you a gift to prophesy?
或者神给你一个发预言先知的恩赐
There's every kind of gift
有很多不同的恩赐
There's those gifts in you that you already want Some of you have a hunger for certain things of God God's saying, okay, I've been listening to you, come and get it
有人呢已经有这种渴望某种恩赐的这个心在里面神说好你就来就给你了
So two things
有两件事
You can ask the Lord for what you want as a gift
那第一个你可以问神呢你要什么样的恩赐礼物
And you can ask the Lord what he wants as a gift for you
第二个你也可以问神说神啊你要给我什么样的恩赐什么样的礼物
And you just might want to ask him Lord is there more Is there more
你也可以问他说神啊是不是有更多
God is a big giver
他是一个非常丰富的一个给予者
He will withhold nothing that is good for you
他不会留下一些东西不给我。
So if you want to, you go for it and ask big.
所以呢，当你要的时候，你要大大的来张口要。
It's not, what word do I need? It's not just for today. Yes, this is what's going on today.
虽然今天在这里我们做这些事情，但是呢，不仅仅是为今天。
But I believe that God is telling you He's going to leave the door open so you can come back on your own with Him and ask again.
我相信神呢把这个门敞开呢就是你任何时候你来到他跟前的时候呢你要他就给
So I would encourage you open your hands open your heart
我鼓励大家呢就把手张开心也打开
And feel free please take the freedom that God wants you to have
特别的话呢有心里要有这个自由
If you need or want me to pray for you that's fine but I'm going to pray for all of us including Pastor and I that we have needs also that God wants to give usMore, correct?
Yeah. 如果你有这个感动，要我为你祷告也行。没有的话，我就给大家一起祷告，包括牧师和我都需要更多的恩赐。
And I want to include my prayer.
我想要做一个祷告。
That those that I'm waving to.
那些也包括那些我现在招手的 Zoom 上的人。
Don't leave them out.
不要让他们不要忘记他们。
Oh, Father,
我们天上的父
You are the giver
你是给予者
And we are the receivers
我们是接受者
Thank you for preparing our hearts to receive today
感谢你你预备我们的心今天来接受
You have been working on us, making us ready
那今天呢你已经在我们的心里面在做工让我们能够预备好
And now you've come with gifts
今天你也来带着礼物
And we are thankful.
我们非常的感谢你。
And we receive.
我们也接受。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们以耶稣基督我们主的名。
Amen.
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 Amen.